Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Financial literacy is important for everyone, young, old, no matter your background, it really, really matters. But it can be a huge challenge to gather the knowledge, to build the skills, especially when you first move to this country. BMO and immigration.ca have recently partnered together to help newcomers to Canada make progress in their financial life. They've got this new series of online tools and resources and all that stuff to talk about that partnership and to share his perspective on building financial literacy for newcomers. We're joined by Sumit Sarkar. He is head of customer growth at BMO. Hello there.
Hi, Bruce.
You came to this country, what, 16, 17 years ago? What was your story then? You came here for school?
I did. I came to this country about 16 years ago in 2007 as a student, as an international student at University of Toronto's Rockman School of Business, and that's where I did my MBA from. In fact, BMO is the first bank that I got my account on across the street at Yonge and Bloor. So it's, it's something that's deeply connected into how I started my journey, and a pleasure to kind of talk about the same.
And was that a super easy, fantastic experience for you? Or did you set your sights on working at BMO to right the wrongs of that initial customer experience?
Yeah, it's interesting that you asked that. I wish I could script it that way, but I think I've learned a lot along the way as being a customer, as much as being, leading the segment and the customer growth at BMO. I would say, firstly, if we go back to, I think newcomers are an essential part of the Canadian ecosystem and such an important part of the cultural fabric that we have. And BMO's support in this segment is deeply connected into our purpose. And that's where all of this kind of stems from, all the work that we're doing on financial literacy on immigration.ca that you talked about. I wish all of this existed 16 years ago, but it didn't. And so to see it come a long way and see all of this live today is super helpful, because I think newcomers can benefit from a lot of these resources that we're putting out there, some on our own and some with partners through immigration.ca.
When you reflect on who you were then and what you were dealing with and what you were learning, what was the hardest part for you as it related to personal finance?
I think just the education. As you, as we kind of think about these segments, a lot of these customers are coming over from different countries. There's a lot of uncertainty around that. These people are leaving their homes, their financial standing, their whole life in some cases to come and trust us in Canada, to give them that the financial footing and a new start. And that's exactly what our program is modeled around, is to help them with their banking needs, but more importantly, outside of the checking, savings, and credit card and other essential things that you need to start your life in Canada, it's more about the financial literacy to say, how do I start building credit? How do I get the financial tools and resources that I need? How do I think about goals in the long term? And a lot of these newcomers, I would say, are accustomed to these things in their home countries. They just need to unlearn and relearn how to do it in Canada.
And you hit on the unifying feature for immigrants that they are new and they have much to learn at the same time. So if that's the similarity, at the same time, so much diversity, age, stage, income, language, culture, all that. How do you factor that into your thinking?
Yeah, it's interesting that you asked that. We make sure that we're trying to appeal to different demographics, different languages as much as we can. Everything that we built out there, in fact, the work that we're doing with immigration.ca is going to be around a number of financial literacy topics around Canadian banking, credit, you know, transferring money to your friends and family. And a lot of that is going to be written in different languages in the home native languages as well. In fact, our very own website, BMO.com, is going through that transformation, and very soon you'll be able to see multiple languages on that, just so that we want to make sure that they are connected into the language that they're used to. Plus, I would say, importantly, our branches speak the local language as well. So depending on the communities you are ingrained into, you'll always find someone who can speak your language and help you kind of get on board with the Canadian system.
People who've been here for a bit would know BMO. They see on the high street and they see in the suburban malls and all that stuff. They maybe less aware of immigration.ca. What do they offer? What's their history and why were they a partner for you?
One of the biggest things with immigration.ca is they're one of the biggest trusted resources in Canada when it comes to immigration. And when you think about different kind of areas that people are coming through, you can come in different categories. You could be a permanent resident, an international student that I described my journey on, or a foreign worker. And what's really connected in that is as you're trying to understand how to immigrate to Canada, what are the legalities, how do you get a visa, how do you move over, especially for an international student, there's something, a program run by the Government of Canada called the Student Direct Stream Program, where essentially you need to get a $10,000 GIC to come over. So in a lot of cases, immigration and banking are very deeply connected and intertwined in how people are thinking about both systems. And if you think about the customer need, which is what our program is all built around, when you move to a different country and a country like Canada, you want to make sure that you have housing available. We want to make sure that you have an ability to connect with friends and family through the phone services. And you want to make sure that you have essential banking. So two out of those three things we cover directly through our program. And that's something that we're very proud of.
I have open in front of me the BMO Smart Progress website. It's got a whole bunch of content. You call them playlists. So if you click on a playlist, then there's a series of educational material on financial foundations, budgeting and credit management, investing, home ownership. So I can see it. For those who don't have it open on their computer, tell folks a bit more about what they will see.
Yeah, this is, like I said, this is connected to our purpose and helping customers get educated on the financial and banking side of things. Like you said, there's a number of playlists. If you go to this website on BMO Smart Progress, it's our dedicated website on financial literacy. You can go to BMO.com and find a way, a link to kind of get to this website. It's about financial foundations. It's about credit. In fact, credit in Canada is very different than how credit works in some of your home countries. I know it. I started with a secured credit card, and I'm very proud to say that we have a program where we make sure that every customer can get a credit card to start with. And so there are a lot of topics that you can kind of learn and understand. And obviously the Canadian essential dream around owning a home. And there's a lot around all of these topics that you can learn. Understand, educate yourself, and then obviously speak to a financial advisor if that's what you want.
How common is it for a new immigrant to be able to port their credit history from another country to Canada? Because my sense is it is pretty rare and pretty difficult to do.
It is. I think, Bruce, you hit the nail on its head. It is very hard to port systems over, the credit over. And that's why it's really important to understand how the Canadian credit system works. It's important to come into the country and, like I said, start with basic of banking. Make sure you have a checking account, you have a savings account, you have a credit card, all of those things that BMO can provide you. In fact, not in only after coming into country, we've launched services that we can offer it pre-arrival as well. So sitting in the ease of your home country, you can apply for these accounts and get approved. And activate these accounts when you land in Canada. Because the sooner you get on the credit journey, the easier life and everything else is going to become, because you will need credit to transact in a bunch of different places. And obviously, at the end of the day, to get a car, get a home, all of those are credit dependent.
Yeah. Credit score, the whole notion of credit score, Canadians who have been here for five generations don't know what it is. And other newer Canadians who don't have that phrase in their home country may not know, A, what it is, and B, the importance of it. Specifically, I want to ask about a credit card with no credit history. So you began with a secured card. What would it take for someone to get an actual card that isn't secured against their own cash? Is it time? Is it assets? Is it, what is it?
No, actually, that was the story that we started in 16 years ago. When I got a credit card, a secure credit card still exists, but majority of our customers get an unsecured credit card, and you can start with a limit of, depending on, 1 to 2,000, sometimes 5,000 as well. And so I would say I highly encourage people to go to a branch and apply for a credit card and instantaneously get approved for one as well. So we've come a long way.
What do they need to What do they need to prove, given that they wouldn't have Canadian banking history or transaction history, or maybe they don't even have a job?
Yeah, I think that's where we are looking at credentials in terms of their visa status, what kind of education if they're coming into the country to do, what kind of economic class they've come in. And frankly, we're connected to our financial literacy and everything else that I talked about. We're willing to give them credit to help build their credit for the future. So it's less about how credit works for entrenched Canadians. It's a little bit differently how we've modeled our risk strategies to make sure that we're able to offer and lend credit to these customers as they're looking to start their journey in Canada.
What do you notice about how new Canadians, their relationship to the institutions, not yours in particular, but trust for the institutions? Because for those people who've been here for generations and generations, there's been these banks and credit unions that have existed. They've never failed in our lifetime. It's not such a big deal. For other people with a different experience and cultural context, do you notice differences in their trust for the institution itself?
What we see is that a lot of newcomers that are coming to Canada, they're used to banks that are digitally advanced. And when you look at the big banks and BMO in particular, we have a large digital presence. We often get a number of different awards for our digital banking app. In fact, when you go through the whole cycle of opening an account, we're one of the best in that, as well as onboarding, et cetera. And so that's what we think people deeply care about. In fact, the research supports that. They also care about what their friends and family say, how many branches that you have. And all of those things, I think we as BMO, as an institution, check all of those boxes to make sure that your money is protected at the end of the day and you go through as seamless a process as possible.
Really interesting. Sumit, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Bruce. Thank you so much for having me here. Pleasure to talk about this.
Pleasure to talk to you. Sumit Sarkar is head of customer growth at BMO, and he was here to talk about a new partnership between BMO and immigration.ca, focused on bringing new resources to newcomers to Canada.